We're up to after Gzula Tura. Avam Makanash al Yayin and Shukar Mamosi, Yeh Hefsik Ben Tura Achila. Umiyu, because Makanash al Yayin, that's Kara Mamosi. Let me see, I know how to shorten the thing up. Oh, yeah, that's right, now I remember. Yeah, that the Rashbam learns that since he was Mekadosh HaRifta, so there was no hefsek between the Netila and between the Achila, which would be the Kiddush. So therefore, even if you do Kiddush HaLayayin, there's no hefsek. Because there's no chilek. You see, that Kiddush is not a mafsek.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm not going to go into the Rabbanan Tam. Make it short.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what does he say? Right. So yeah. Where were we up to, actually?
Umiyu Yeshiyasa Pirusho.
Okay. So that's going on the Rashbam. Because the Rabbanan Tam, you mean the Rabbanan Tam's Kasha. So Rabbanan Tam holds that Kiddush without Yayin, I understand, is not a hefsek. That's by when you make Kaddish HaRifta. But that's no raya for Kiddush HaLayayin. Okay. By Kiddush HaLayayin, it will be a hefsek. So how could you bring a raya from Kiddush that's not a layayin to Kiddush that's a layayin?
Okay, right.
Let's put it this way. I'm just going to abbreviate. Kiddush that's not a layayin is not a full Kiddush. So it's just a mirror ba'alma. So it's like Gevilah Torah. So therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. But Kiddush HaLayayin, which is a Kiddush Bishlemusa, and it's a hefsek Bishlemusa, so it'll be a mafsek. So how could the Rashbam bring a raya from Kiddush by a motzi, where the Kiddush has no yayin, to Kiddush HaLayayin, which is a full institution, and it'll be a mafsek? Kiddush HaLayayin, which by Kiddush, by Yesuda, not a full institution. So it won't be a mafsek. It'll be just simply you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So therefore, it'll be like Gvilah Torah. So Gvilah Torah is not a hefsek. So how could the Rashbam bring a raya from Rav Zalocha that he was Mekadosh on Lechem? Because it's no raya, because there, it's not a full Kiddush. So it's not just the Mir Ba'alma. That's like Gvilah Torah. But Mekadosh HaYayin is a full Kiddush. That will be a full Hefsek. Okay?
Yes.
That's the question. All right. Without going into the Dikdukim of the thing. So, in other words, in short, if any time holds a Kiddush without Yayin, is not a Hefsek. And Kiddush HaLayayin, which is a full Kiddush, would be Hefsek. So how could the Gemara deduce from Kiddush Shelo HaLayayin, which is Kiddush HaLamotzi, Kiddush Shalayayin? So now the Rashbam says, Umihu, go ahead, read it.
Umihu, Yisli Yashe Pirusho, you could try to resolve the Perush of Rashbam.
That's right.
The Pa'amim, Ahayadaita L'Kaddish Rifta. So sometimes Rav came in and he intended to make Kiddush on Pas, which he allowed to do, right? Which he allowed to do according to Perush Rashbam.
Right.
Well, you know, and he would wash his hands. The Acher Kach Lefamim Mayanimlach, and then he would change his mind sometimes. Mekadosh Achama, and he would decide to make Kiddush on wine. V'Hayasomech Al Osin Netila, and he would still rely on that Netila for the bread, and therefore you see that Kiddush Al Yayin. Not a hefsek between the two and Suda.
Right. In other words, he's changing the pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara, the way the Rashbam runs the Gemara. The Rashbam runs the Gemara that you can go from Rifta. That if you show me that Kiddush is not a hefsek in the case of Rifta, it's also not a hefsek in the case of Yayin. So Ben Atan doesn't like that. But Taisa says, nevertheless, you can learn like the Rashbam and bring a raya if you don't learn the pshat like the Rashbam. In other words, you learn the pshat a little differently. That the pshat is that zimnin hari mekadosh harifta. Sometimes you wanted to do kiddush harifta and he was not al yadav. And then he changed his mind and he'd be Mekadosh HaChamra. So how can he do that? Your Kiddush should be Hefsik. So you see, Kiddush is not a Hefsik. Because it's like Atzchalta to the Suda. Okay?
Right.
So in other words, the Tesis is saying that according to Rashbam, even though he's not learning like the Rashbam himself, but still you could save the Rashbam's pshat. And you could learn a little differently. That the Raya from Kiddush al Pas, not that they made that he made Kiddush al Pas, because that wouldn't be a Raya. But the Raya is that sometimes he had in mind to make Kiddush al Pas, and he was notal Yadav, and he changed his mind, and he made Kiddush al Yayin. So you see, the halacha is that if you notal Yadav, and you make Kiddush al Yayin, and then you eat, so the Kiddush is not a Hefsik. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Tesis is answering the Kasha on the Rashbam, not according to Rashbam's way of learning, but according to his pshat, a different pshat. Okay, yeah, that's legitimate. But he's not answering according to Rashbam himself, personally. Okay, got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Vein Lachos.
One second, doesn't this call for a Svara?
What's that?
Doesn't this call for a Svara?
What do you mean?
Because he holds, Rabbi Tom holds that Chamra is a Hefsik. So why, in other words, if his Daito was Mekasha Riftu, but in the end, he was Mekasha Chamra, it should be Hefsik?
No, sir, that's what the Gemara is bringing right. It's not Hefsik. In other words, that's what the Gemara thought.
Yeah, but isn't he saying you can't Hefsik under these circumstances? Only because of these circumstances. In other words, he's still maintaining, the Rebbe Tam is still maintaining, that if you would be Mekadosh HaChamra, it would be a Hefsik. But under these circumstances, where he's about to be Mekadosh HaRifta, and he under these circumstances, I admit that it's not. But we have to explain why.
Well, no, what's it? No. He can't say why, because there's no difference. What do I care why he washed his hands? If you're going to say that Kiddush El Yayin is a Hefsik, it should be a Hefsik. So you see, it's not a Hefsik. You know, don't you understand what he's doing here? In other words, the Kasha was, how could the Rashbam bring a Raya from Kiddush El Pas to Kiddush El Yayin?
Right.
El Pas, there's no Hefsik.
Right.
Kiddush El Yayin, there is a Hefsik, because you have a full Kiddush.
Correct.
He's learning the Gemara differently. That when he had in mind to be Mekadosh HaRifta, and he was no the other, and then he changed his mind. So you have a case where you have Netilas Yadayim, Kiddush, Hamotzi, and there's no Hefsik. So you see that Kiddush El Yayin is not a Hefsik.
Well, I thought that if at the end he is doing a Chamra, and you hold that Chamra is a Hefsik, there's a Hefsik between the two, so how does he...
Oh, so he's bringing a proof, so the Gemara is bringing a proof that it's not a Hefsik. That's the hope. Everybody agrees that the Gemara is bringing a proof that it's not a Hefsik.
Yeah, but he's saying it's kind of a Hefsik under these circumstances.
What? Why should the circumstances matter? Who cares about circumstances?
Think of
what you're saying. Can somebody explain it?
He's just, the Rebbe Tam is just constructing a case that you can learn the Rashbam's parish and still a Raya. So he's have a case where he washed his hands, he made Kiddush El Yayin, and then he had the Suda, and you see there was no Hefsik. Rav would do that. So that's just a Raya. It's like the exact, you don't have to use Svara. He's just constructing a case where it's like speaking exactly to the particular instance. That Kiddush is not Hefsik, Kiddush El Yayin is not Hefsik. If he washes his hands, he makes Kiddush El Yayin, and then he ate the Suda. So you see, it's not a Hefsik. Rabbi Nathan's problem is trying to derive it through Svara from a comparison to Kiddush El Pas. But if you just change the case in the Gemara to referring to the example itself, then there's no problem, obviously.
Uh-huh. Now, if you're going Adam, just Mekadosh al Apostle, Mekadosh al Rifta.
He's just reinterpreting what that means.
Right, I understand, but I think the reinterpretation requires a svara because of the fact that at the end he's being Mekadosh al Kamra, and so why in the
svara? He's proving that you don't, it's not a mafsik. What kind of svara? I don't understand what you mean by svara. Gemara is trying to prove that Mekadosh al Yayin and the Tirus Yudayim is not a hefsik. So you just have to have a case like that. So he's giving you the case that I saw Rav had mind to Mekadosh on Pas. So he washed his hands. So now you have a case where he washed his hands. And then he changed his mind and he was Mekadosh al Yayin. But you see, he held the Tirus Yudayim and between the Kiddush is not a hefsik. Actually, certainly it wouldn't be a hefsik if you had in mind the chasiwa, the Mekadosh al Yayin. He's just showing you the case. He's saying the proof is not from the case of Mekadosh al Rifta, but I expand from Mekadosh al Rifta to Mekadosh al Yayin. The proof is from, no, you can only bring the proof from the case where it's Mekadosh al Yayin, where he has the full Kiddush.
I see. Okay, I got you.
You got it?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, good.
Could he do this lechatchila too? Meaning that this is a case where he was nimlach, but would you extrapolate and say that lechatchila he would be nota yodav, say kiddush on the ayin, and then say hamotzi?
Why not?
Okay.
It's even better.
Good.
It's even better. That's what they are saying. That you can answer the Rashbam, not according to what Rashbam learns, but if you learn a different pshat, you'll have a perfect raya.
Very good.
And if he could change his mind, he could certainly do it straight. Well, yeah, why do you have to have him change his mind? On the contrary, where he changes his mind, you might think it is asik. Because there was nobody other for Pas right away. And you see that he could postpone it through Kiddush. So it's even more of a raya. Okay. So where are we holding?
Ein lahakshos.
The Ein lahakshos. Go ahead.
The Ein lahakshos, the Rashbam. The Hamashma come on, the Aina of Dilan al Hatas, Midame Mar Bas Tavas. So don't ask the question of Rashbam. You see clearly you're not allowed to make Havdalah on Pas. The fact that Meymar didn't eat anything Motzei Shabbos because he didn't have any ale wine.
Right.
So
you see that he can't be Havdalah on Pas.
Right, Zim Kane, Kolskane, then Makachin on Pas. If you can't do Abdallah on Pas, you would argue Kolskane, you can't do Kiddush on Pas. The Kiddush, Chamer Abdallah, because Kiddush is a more Chamer institution, and Abdallah should have higher standard. Kiddush, Amrin, and Lael, the Kavasa Kiddush, will Abdallah. The Shabbos is Kovea for Kiddush, meaning you have to stop eating in order to make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. But not for Havdalah, that if you're eating Shalosh Shittos, you can continue eating, you don't have to make Havdalah. So you see, Kiddush is a more Chomer institution, and therefore it should have higher standards. And if you can't use Pas for Havdalah, Kolshkin, you can't use it for Kiddush.
That's right. Okay.
Ula Kaman Namrinon, Savar Minah, Kiddushe Hudala Mekachinon, Havdulim Havdulinon. So that's by Shechar. Is that the case of Shechar itself?
Kiddushi with Lama Kashina. Avdulim Avdulina.
It's by Shechar, right?
Pas, no?
I think it's on Shechar, that case.
There's no case like that by Pas?
I'm not such a bucky, but the Masista says the case is talking about Shechar. So we can look it up, but.
You're going about that?
Okay, it's like too good a proof, no?
Yeah, you mean he just wants to show that Kiddush is more Chomer.
Right, Kiddush is more Chomer. Right.
Of course, you can be mavdla la sheikh. You can be mekadesh ala sheikh. Okay.
Right. Right. It's a higher standard, again, a higher standard that havdala is a higher, right?
So therefore, if you can't be mavdla la pas,
so you can't be mekadesh on pas.
Mekadesh ala pas. So how could the Rashbam learn that he could be mekadesh ala pas? A straightforward kasha on the Rashbam. Okay.
Right. The ina kasha, no, it's not a kasha according to Rashbam. The ikataima, the kivan, the mitzvah, lisot, suda, Shabbos, since there's a mitzvah, sudan, Shabbos, shayach kiddush al pas, so there's an idea, kiddush on Erev Shabbos, on pas, makes sense? Ava havdala, inin yane to pas, there's no, the concept of havdala doesn't relate to pas. On Moshe Shabbos. Ela dafka ala yayin, the shayach b'chol davar hodah v'shira. It only makes sense on yayin havdala, because it's, which relates to anything that's hodah and shira, that makes sense for havdala, but pas has no shayachas for havdala.
Right. So in other words, the reason why you can be mekadesh ala pas has nothing with being chomer or less chomer. But you can be mekadesh ala pas, why? Because the pasta, the pasta is shaykh to Suda. And Suda is Suda is oneg. So therefore, you give him the Kaddish al pas. Right, is that what he says?
Basically, I mean, he's just saying, yeah, in general, pasta would never work. It's just the pasta of Shabbos is a different type of pasta because the mitzvah is sewed on Shabbos. But in general, it just passes. It passes no shechet anything.
Well, it sounds arbitrary, doesn't it? I mean, you're just taking this concept of Suda, and you're saying, therefore, it belongs, it relates to Kiddush.
He's going according to Rav, right?
He's still going according to Rav, but I mean, Rav agrees there's a mitzvah to eat a Suda on Shabbos.
So why could you make Kiddush?
Because it's chashev. It's a chashev bread, because the mitzvah. It's much more chasher than just on bread during the week.
Right. In other words, what is he saying? So let's put it together. What is he saying definitively? That you can make kiddush in two ways. You have to be machshir the kiddush. So you can either be machshir the kiddush through yayin, which is shira, or else it could be machshir the kiddush through oneg. So it doesn't matter if you hold yesh kiddush b'makom suda or ein kiddush b'makom suda. Simply the fact is that achilas hapas on Shabbos is a kiyum in oneg Shabbos. So it's a kiyum a mitzvah. So therefore it could be machshir the kiddush. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what he's saying. But Havdalah, it can't be machshir, because by Havdalah, what is the pasas pas shel chol? So how can it be machshir the Havdalah? Correct?
Right.
What was this kasha? I'd like to know what's the halacha here.
Oh, I mean, it has to be an objective. It has to be an objective expression of chashivas. The ayin is always associated with shira. Pas is only associated with shira because of its halachic juxtaposition, because of its own end, on now.
We're not saying it's shira when you do pas.
No. In other words, you could only use yayin because that's objectively an object of shira. Pas, you're only saying it's because of oneg, because it's only oneg because of the halachic significance on Shabbos.
So
it's not inherently double kashuv.
So what's it got to do with Havdalah?
Oh, you're talking about the... Oh, I'm talking about the Havdalah from before.
No, the Havdalah over here in Tyson. In other words, he's saying that since he can't be Mavdalah Lapas, Kavachomi can't be Mekadesh Lapas. Because Pas, because Kiddush is Mochomor.
Right.
What's that do with it? It's obvious. The reason why you can't be Mekadesh Mavdala Pas is because the Pas is nothing.
maybe he was looking at pas originally, that like,
it's funny. Yayin
and
his answer is so good, you don't know what his kash is. Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to go ahead, Aaron?
No, I mean, maybe you could say that originally he thought the reason why you could be, say, Kiddush on Pas is like, you know, there's two things that Kovei Bracha Bifnei Atzmam, Yayin and Pas. Say, Shtani Lamal Yuso. That like it's a Chashev, just Pas intrinsically, it's a Chashev entity. You make Hamotzi, and special Bracha, just like Yayin is a special entity. So he thought that like, you know, it's you know, wine is special and Shechar is special to a certain degree and Pas is also a special entity. You just have to use a Chashev substance. And the fact that you could use Shechar for Avdol but not for Kiddush shows you that Kiddush is like a higher, you need the highest, the most Chashev substance to use. So Pas is clearly below Shechar because you can't use Shechar for Avdol, you can't use Pas for Avdol because Shechar, so God is Pas, Shechar, Yayin. In terms of the chashivah to the entity. But it's like pas b'tor, like a chashev food.
Any chashev food is good.
Yeah, I mean, why use shecha? Shecha works. So, I mean, pas is also chashev, more chashev than any other food, and you make hamotzi.
So what's the hav meaning of Hashem Mavdol Pas is saying? Was passes chashev,
right? Well, the Gemara says it's not chashev enough. So Kolshki is not chashev enough for Kiddush. Even Shechar is not chashev enough for Kiddush, but it's chashev enough for Avdala.
But Shechar is not chashev enough for Kiddush.
But it is chashev enough for Avdala. I mean, that's his question. So you see, Kiddush is a higher standard of how chashev the Yochel has to be.
But he didn't hold that the reason why he can mekadesh a pas is because pas is because of onag.
No, right. Just the chashivas of ishtane lemal yusa, that is the chashiv food.
That's a hard assumption.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You say that that the kiyum of Avdolah to be mavdil in Shabbos Bechol. So, because you're taking the pas, which is dar chashev on Shabbos, you'd have a hard meaning to say that you could use it because of the fact that since the kiyum avdol is the mamlum on Shabbos l'chol, so you're taking that which was chashev on Shabbos, and you'd have a hard meaning to say that you can use it in avdol because that's part of the kiyum of that is a kiyum of avdol, the mamlum on Shabbos l'chol. So you could take something which was chashev on Shabbos, you'd be able to use it.
I get that. Just give me a second. Maybe he holds like this, that the reason why you have a meaning is you can be mavdil al pas is because you can show the differentiation between, by the Havdalah, you have to show the differentiation between Shabbos and between Chol. So there's such a thing as Sudas Chol. So since he's mavdil and he eats Sudas Chol, so he's showing the differentiation. So therefore, you should be able to be Mekadosh al pas also, because it's showing the differentiation. You follow what I mean?
Right.
But you can't, but Shabbos is Mochomer, correct?
Right.
So you can't bring a raya from there, because maybe Shabbos needs more than just to show the differentiation. Because Shabbos is Kavas L'Atzma. So you need something more. By Havdalah, all you have to do is demonstrate a differentiation. So therefore, if you use Pas, so you're using Pas Shel Chol, so you're demonstrating a differentiation. But by Kiddush, it's true you're demonstrating a differentiation, but who says that by Kiddush that's enough? Kiddush is Mochomer. Shabbos Kavas L'Atzma. There's a Chal Hashem, an entity of Chashivas in Shabbos. And that maybe only could come about three ayin. You need Shira for that. So his answer is no. That the reason why you can Mekadosh HaPas is because you can show all you have to do is to be Machshev the Kiddush. And Pas Shel Shabbos is a Machshev. But by Avdolah, the Pas is not a Machshev. So that's why by Avdolah it's no good. You follow what I mean?
Right. And what were you saying? So what's the Avamin? The Avamin is that what?
That you're saying? Is that all you have to do by Avdolah is show a differentiation between Shabbos and Chol. So if I'm Mavdol al Pas, so I'm showing a differentiation because I'm Mavdol on Sudas Chol.
And the Gemara says that's not good enough because you have to be Machshev Avdolah, and Pas won't do that.
You can't be Mavdol al Pas, period. You need Yayin.
Because you have to be, because it's...
Because differentiation is not enough. You need Shira.
You need Shira. Okay, so Kol Shekin, you're saying by Kiddush, differentiation won't be good enough.
Right.
Because you definitely need Shira. And how does Tosfos prove that it's more chamor from the two cases that Shabbos is kaveh for Avdolah, not Kiddush, and
right,
the Sheikha case?
Why is Shabbos? Because Shabbos kaveh l'atzmo, because it's a positive entity. Masha'in king chol is not kaveh l'atzmo, because it's not a positive entity. So if the differentiation doesn't work over there, where it's not a positive entity, over here it certainly won't work.
And then you're going to need a shear or something kosher.
Right. You'll need mashka.
But then Onig comes to answer that, you're saying.
So what?
So then the answer is that Onig trumps the need for the chashivas of Kiddush. And therefore you can use pas.
Because Onig is machshir the Kiddush. Because you could do Kiddush in two ways. You have to machshev it. Either you can machshev it through Yayin, through Mashke, which is Chashivas.
Right.
Or else you can machshev it through Oneg.
Right.
So you can't have a Kol Shekin. Because by Avdolah, you can't be machshev it through Oneg.
Apples and oranges.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that according to the Habamina, the Tosfos is proving that Avdolah is really just about differentiating between Shabbos and Chol.
That's right.
And therefore, you don't have to stop the. And that's what you could thought you could just use Pas or something.
That's what the Habamina was, right?
Right. But then Kiddush is. Kiddush is a positive. Shabbos is a positive entity, so you need a higher Shevach on Yayin or something.
Right.
So why doesn't Pas work for Avdolah if it's just differentiating?
No, so that's what he's saying. It's not differentiating. There's no halacha differentiating. There's halacha. The reason why Pas doesn't work is because he needs mashka.
I mean Shira and Hoda. I mean, even by Kiddush, even by Avdol, you need Shira and Hoda.
That's right. So now the question is, so Kavachomer by Kiddush. So the answer is that Kiddush has one advantage, that the Pas by Kiddush is Onay. And you can make Kiddush in two ways. You can either be Machshir the Kiddush with Shira, or you could master the Kiddush via Oneg. It's a whole different approach now the Gemara introduces. All right, hold on a second. Okay. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so where are we up to?
Tom Logan?
Yes.
Sorry, Rabbi, would you mind if somebody repeated it over one more time, please?
Okay. Aaron, or Marshall, you want to do it?
You go ahead, Marshall.
Okay, so it's saying that there's a Havimino to ask a question on Rashbam about why you should not be able to use Pas, and that is based on Kavachomer from Havdalah to Kiddush, that since Kiddush is more Homer, it is something which is it's much the Chol Hashem Shabbos is more Homer than being Mavdil, which is just allowing you to be Matir, your Achilas Chol. So you think that you would not be able to use the Pas to make Kiddush. But the answer, what we're saying is that since it has an element of Oneg on Shabbos, so that you could be Machshiv the Kiddush either via N, because of Shiro, or you could use Pas, and that would allow Rashbam to retain his position, because Pas works all your day Oneg Shabbos. And that would be sufficient to be Machshiv the Kiddush.
Does that help you, Leslie?
Yeah, but it's only a certain type. In other words, Pas will only provide you with a certain type of Oneg. Is that correct?
An Oneg of Shabbos, but by Havdalah it won't.
So let me ask you a question. By Hamar Medina, let's say I wanted to make Kiddush Friday night on Hamar Medina on beer. I didn't have any wine. I didn't have any Pas.
But that's a question in the Gemara. That's a question later. Why are you bringing it up now?
I just wanted to know whether the chashivas, because of Oneg, would allow itself to...
It doesn't do with Oneg. That has to do with Hamar Medina. It's a separate problem. Here we're talking about a different question. The question is whether Pas, since it's ineffective by Havdalah, should I say Kal Vachomer, it's ineffective by Kiddush?
Now I understand the Kal Vachomer, but I was wondering if you're saying that the reason why...
Well, if you're wondering, you have to wait till you learn the sugya.
I think, Rabbi, he's asking that why shouldn't beer come under the heading of Oneg, just like bread?
That's what I'm asking. That's the question.
No, that's not Kasha. Because over there, the question is whether beer is considered like Yayin. It's not a question of Oneg. So if it's a question of owning, so eat an apple. Owning is only pass. No one holds that beer is good because of owning. Because if beer was owning, so it wouldn't work for Havdalah. Because by Havdalah, there's no owning. So the only reason beer works is because it's equal to yayin. Then you could say a libation, or you could say a shira over the beer. But the question is beer good enough to say Shira on it? Which is a completely different question.
Uh-huh. The way Marshall expressed it was the way what I was thinking. But I didn't understand it was a completely different question.
Different question. Okay.
Thank you for straightening me out.
You're welcome. Okay. Mikom Makom.
Mikom Makom, Nirler Beinu Tam. The Eim Mekanshin Al Pasklal.
That's unbelievable. Nirler Beinu Tam is the only one. He learns through this Gemara, and when you learn through the Gemara, it would seem you must come to the conclusion that you could be Mekadosh HaPas, because it says, Zimnin Dav Chaviv Alei Rifta, Mekadosh HaRifta. How's a Beinu Tam going to learn this Gemara and say that you can't be Mekadosh HaPas Klal? In other words, the only thing you can use is Yayin. In Svara, Rabbeinatam is very good, because in Svara, Rabbeinatam is clean. He holds that the only reason why you Mekadosh al Yayin is because of Shira. How could you bring in Onik Shabbos? What's the Sheikhus? So in Rabbeinatam's mind, it was impossible to be Mekadosh on anything except Yayin, because the whole halacha of al Yayin is Shira. So I know Mishra al Yayin. And to introduce and say that there's two ways to be machshir the Kiddush, he considered that like an artificial type of a structure. So he rejected it. Now the question is, what does he do with the Gemara? Okay?
The Hacha Hachi Pirusha.
You have to appreciate Rabbeinatam Sar.
Right. Hanotel Yadav Lo Yekadish. So if you wash your hands, the Gemara says you shouldn't say Kiddush. Why? What's the original Rabbeinu Merav? Mishim Desfir Le Rav Yesh Kiddush Al Makom Suda. So Rav holds you don't have to make Kiddush where you eat. V'chashinan Shem Yaflig V'yechutz. And we're choshesh that maybe he's going to delay and wait an inordinate amount of time and go somewhere else. And therefore, it's going to be a hefsek between the netila and the suda.
In other words, that was the reason why I know the other vayikadosh, not because of hefsek. What?
Not because of hadas, but because of he's going to go somewhere else to make kiddush, to make a hamotzi.
Well, slowly what?
It's not because of hadas, but I mean it is like a hefsek, no?
No. What does he mean? We'll go somewhere else. He says, just like, go further.
Okay. Amar le'erev Yitzchak u'chulu, zimnin nechavivi le'erifta u'mekadesh arifta, kilomar, have mekadesh achamra al-das lechol miyad rifta, who make kiddush on wine with the intent of eating bread immediately. Vahayanotel miyad yadav. He washed his hands. Kodem kiddush.
Before kiddush. In other words, there's only one type of kiddush. Only kiddush al yayin. Remember that. There's no such thing as kiddush al pas.
Right. But Rav would only do it if he intended to eat bread immediately.
Right, because he holds really in kiddush the makom suda. Right?
Real, right. Yesh kesh shalob makom suda.
Right. But what was his concern? Well, dumber than the Zigas HaKos. What does he mean?
Meaning it's, Zigas HaKos is a problem of Hasek. Because it requires dikduk, but kiddush, but Kiddush al Yayin is not a hefsek hadas between the netil and the sudo.
Between the netil and the sudo.
Yeah, nobody held that. Everybody, both shittas understood that it's not the same thing as mezigas hakos. The Gemara never had avamir, that would be any different because of the and the prior Tosfos. It's clearly a different, it's not really Hesach Hadas. Right?
Okay.
Or because it's Shabbos and the table is set in front of you and you intend to eat.
So
right?
What was the question of Mezigas HaKos? What's the shadow of Mezigas HaKos?
Well, the Zigas HaKos was based Hillel held that you can't be Mosaic after your Notel Yadav, right?
Right. Not because
But the Shema Yaflik, because he's going to be Maflik of Davaracha.
The human condition. That when a person starts doing one thing, he loses track. Correct?
Right.
So how do you apply it over here? So
over here. Over here it's because it's Shabbos, right? It's Shabbos and the table is set. The Yochamiyan.
Where's the shash that he's going to lose his track?
That's on Chol.
No. When is he going to, what object is, what involvement is going to cause him to lose track? Engagement is going to cause him to lose track over here.
By which case are we?
By our case, who is the Madama?
I mean, isn't he saying that if you intend to eat, the only thing you have to worry about is if he doesn't have bread there? I mean, going to eat somewhere else.
Then we say what?
Then he's going to be separate and he has to be choshesh. He's going to get like involved in other things.
Then he's going to have a problem because if he's going to eat somewhere else, how could he until today and work for this somewhere else? That's going to be a shadow on Bifnei Tzmusa. He'll make the duty until today I'm here and I'll go to his friend's house an hour later and I'll make Yiddish.
Well, that's the problem. You're afraid he's going to see us a dime, say Kiddush here, and then before he eats here, he's going to go somewhere else and eat. That's why you shouldn't do it. That's why you shouldn't wash before you say Kiddush.
So what engagement is going to dissuade him? No, you don't understand. What he's saying is that the Kiddush itself is going to make him feel he wants. You see, the only reason he could make Kiddush is because there's not going to be a hefsek between the Tilos Yadayim and the Achila. Why? I hold Zayin Kiddush El Makom Suda. But the reason why there's no problem is because the Kiddush won't make him get involved in something else, like Mezigas HaKos. Why? Because he has the Shulchan Aruch of Shabbos. One of. So therefore, the Kiddush won't be a problem. Because you might think that the Kiddush would be a problem. Why? Because here was not Liadav. And now he's going off to do something else. Why Kiddush? So he'll get himself lost. And then it will be Bracha Vatala. So Kamash will run. That Kiddush is not a mafsik. That Kiddush won't get him lost. It's not like Mezigas HaPas, Mezigas HaKos.
Even Mezigas HaKos is only a problem on Chol. It wasn't a problem on Shabbos.
That's correct. That's what he's saying. Why isn't it a problem on Shabbos? And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Why not? Because on Shabbos you had the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
And that's what he's saying here. Exactly. He says, you can appreciate a little, no? You can appreciate a little. Exactly. Aber der Shabbos ein Lachos, she yafel mit der Racha. She a Shulchan Aruch hu yachol miyad.
I thought Ron holds you don't even call Kish Mokum Suda.
What's that?
I thought Ron holds you do not require Kish.
Right, you don't need Kish Mokum Suda, but you can have a big problem. If you don't need Kish Mokum Suda, you're not doing Kish Mokum Suda, so what are you washing for? It's Bracha Vatala.
So you only under these circumstances where you have the suit over there, then he would say that it's okay because you're not going to be distracted.
That's right. So the Kiddush won't distract you.
Right. Okay.
You follow?
Yeah.
No, I don't understand. What was the original sheet in the Gemara? Rav Beruna Marav said, "Anot Yadav Lo Yikadish." Right. Why did he say that?
According to Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be mafsid with Dvar Macherim.
Because he's going to go somewhere else to eat.
No, he's going to start doing other business. Even if he has a Shulchan Aruch, He's going to forget.
Yeah, he'll start schmoozing with everybody, Kiddush.
That's right.
What does that have to do with Yesh Kesh Makom Suda or Ein Kesh Makom Suda?
It does have to do with it, because if you say Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, so you always have to have Suda. But if you don't, so you don't always have to have Suda. So sometimes you can't be, if you're not going to make a Suda, you certainly can't wash before Kiddush. That's a tough question. Because what are you washing for? It's very tricky, but it's unbelievable.
Well, I don't understand the case. The case is he's washing because he intends to eat over here in the house that he is?
That's right. That's the only case where you could have Netilas HaDayim before Kiddush. Because really, you ain't Kiddush Makom Suda. So you can't do it altogether. What are you going to wash? If ain't Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm not going to have a Suda. So what am I washing for? It's a Bracha Latala. You don't have to wash a Kiddush. But the answer is Zimnin Dava Chavivale Rifta, that he wanted to eat and he had a Shulchan Aruch. So then you'll say to me, maybe it's a Hafsik, because maybe the Kiddush, once he does Kiddush, he's going to start doing other things. Kamash Malan, no, because since he has a Suda, Aruch Afanav, he won't forget, won't get involved and distracted.
And the other in the first shita held, and that what the kish itself will cause him to be distracted?
Which shita?
Rav Barona Marav, who I know to Yadav Lo Yigadish.
Exactly.
So the first shita held, it was like Mizigah Sikos, and the second shita saying it's not?
That's correct. In other words, how are you going to learn about it done?
Yeah, it's a very good lesson. And the Tosfos Kamar, Hayim Kadosh Achama Al Das Lechol Miyad Rifta.
Exactly.
And when you say, well, I'm Mizigos HaKos, because Mizigos HaKos inherently is a new thing. It's not subject to reinterpretation like this is.
Say it again.
No, he says, well, I'm Mizigos HaKos, because Mizigos HaKos is a totally different thing. It doesn't give you the opportunity to get involved in something else, whereas this can. This can be brought back into Suda, whereas Mizigos HaKos can't.
Mizigos HaKos.
He says, the lower domino Mizigos HaKos.
That's right. Because Mizigos HaKos can get you into something else.
That's
the place explains before, because either because it's mechanical.
Right.
Right. Okay. Whatever.
Right.
And since Rav holds Yesh Kiddush Lo B'Makom Suda, the Kiddush is really unrelated to the Suda.
Right.
You would say that itself is going to distract him from the Suda, because it has nothing to do with the Suda Kiddush.
The only remedy, if he doesn't do a Suda, he certainly can't wash before. Because then there's no reason to wash him as a Bracha Latala, obviously. But even though he doesn't have Chayiv, Kiddush Makom Suda, but if he has a mind to eat right away, so that takes care of the problem of the digression, that he won't get lost in the Kiddush.
Right. But you mean the Barona Marav still held that since Kiddush is like unrelated to Suda, the Kiddush itself will distract him and he'll do other things after he says Kiddush?
That's right. And then
Kamash Malam
will be a Hefsek.
Right. Right, in Kamash Malan, no, that's only on Chol that we worry about those kinds of things.
That's
but
right.
But on Shabbos, on Yerushalchan Aruch, Yochum Yad, then there's no problem of when a choshe she's going to do these things.
That's right.
You mean even the Havamina, the first sheet that was still holding, the case was where he intended to eat right away. It just said it didn't matter.
Right, because that's the Raya. So it has
right.
to be the case. It has to be the same case.
Right. I see. So basically the machlok in the Gemara, according to Bein Thomas, was the Havamei Maskana of the prior Tosos. No, it's the same exact.
Right. Exactly. Isn't that an amazing shot?
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's an ingenious shot.
So what does it mean, Mekadesh Arifta?
Okay, so let's go further. Oh yeah, so what does it mean, Mekadesh Arifta? So he explains, Kadesh HaChamra Al Das Lecho Miyad Rifta.
It means Al Das Rifta.
Al Das Rifta. So we have the Shulchan Aruch. You need the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, I mean, that's good enough. You see, since it's, right. Since the pas is there and you're intending to eat it, that's good enough. You don't have to worry. Right.
Even though you hold in Kishol Makasura.
Even though you hold that
Yesh.
Right. Yesh Kishol Makasura.
Yeah.
Even though you hold Yesh Kishol Makasura. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I love the Cervantes, the way it works it out. It's pretty amazing.
It's also pretty amazing that he first criticized the Rashbam and then he tried to salvage.
What's that?
No, that he first criticized him and then I guess he has to deal with the Gemara, the Memra.
The Vaynachshas the Rashbam?
Yeah, how he just tried to salvage it.
I don't know if that's a Ben Tam or if that's the Baal Faces. I'm not sure.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Hard to prove. Yeah, it's very nice. Very enjoyable.
It doesn't flow, though. I mean, in the Gemara, a straight read, if you can say, Zimnim, there's Mekadesh al Yayin, or Zimnim Mekadesh al Rifta. So how would he learn the word Zimnim Mekadesh al Yayin? You think he should be consistent. Not al Das Rifta.
That's what he learns. That is the way he learns. Zimnim Hav Mekadesh Chamra is al Das Lecho Miyad Rifta. So it was pas chavivalei. Zimnin de chavivalei rifta, mekadesh a rifta. If you wanted to eat, because he holds in kiddush lov makom suda. But when it's mechavalei rifta and he wanted to eat, so he'd make kiddush on the das to eat the rifta right away. Very good, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Because really you didn't have to do it because yesh kiddush lov makom suda. But since it was Chaviv Olei Rifta, so he wanted to eat the Rifta right away, so he'd make Kiddush and then eat it right away. And that's the case where he would wash his hands first. Now, he asked me, Aaron asked me before, what is the other sheet to hold? The Havamina. Before. So you don't have to. You could say simply Yehuda was hefsek.
What do you mean hefsek? Of not hefsek hadas.
Hefsek hadas.
Doesn't he say? Doesn't Rabbi Tam say Shema Yaflik VeYelech LaChutz? Chashinam.
That's the Gemara here. That's the Gemara's answer.
That isn't that how Rabbi Tam explains the first shita.
Excuse me.
Isn't that Rabbi Tam explaining the first shita? No to Yadav Lo Yikadesh.
I'm not sure.
Chashinam.
I mean, it would be smoother that way. Let's leave it that way.
That's what he says.
Yeah, you're right. Leave it simple, yeah. Okay, you're right. He doesn't want to go up and back. Yeah. Okay, good. Very good. So straight through. Yeah, I forgot that part. Straight through, simple. Consistent. That's the only thing. I mean, he's right. That's the way we learn a Gemara. That the Amoraim were concerned with one thing.
Right, one issue. They all have the same issue.
They're not mixing up issues.
Right, there's no issue of Hesach Hadas according to Ben Thomas. It's never on the Gemara's radar.
That's right, never there. You don't even introduce it. There's no reason to introduce it. This complicates matters. See, Ben Thomas is right. Okay, so does everybody got it clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're very nice. Nice of anything. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. V'zimnin chaviv lechamra chad mekadesh lechamra shlo makom rifta dahinu suda v'sfir le the yeshkish lo makom suda. So sometimes he did Kiddush or Makom Suda, because Kiddush fundamentally has nothing to do with Suda, according to Rav.
Right.
And therefore what?
And obviously he didn't wash his hands in that case.
Exactly. That's the key. In that case, he didn't wash his hands.
Right.
It's amazing how he learns those two lines of Gemara.
Yeah.
Zim in the Chaviva Le Rifta, Mekadosh Rifta. So then he made Kiddush, and he eats right away. So the Kiddush was not a hefsek. And Zim in the Chaviva Le Chamra, when he didn't want to eat, Mekadosh Chamra, but he didn't wash his hands. Because he holds Yesh Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda.
Right. He couldn't wash his hands in that case.
That's right, he couldn't. Because it would be ridiculous.
Somebody's got to put the mute on. There's some static.
I think it might be my ear blow.
I retract that last statement.
You'll tell your friends off on that. Is that the noise you're hearing?
I don't know. What is it?
It's like a woo sound.
It's not bad, though.
Yeah, I'm much closer than that.
Are those planes going overhead?
No, it's my air conditioning.
Oh, the air conditioning?
Yeah, kicked on. But it'll probably kick off soon.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so the second case was when it was Lo Chaviv LeRifta, so it's Mekadosh Hayayin, and he didn't wash his hands.
Right, yeah, very good.
Comes out perfect. A little more interference. Well, it's starting to get noisier. Okay, want to go a little further?
Okay. Umam de Sava in Kiddush El Makam Suda, like Shmuel. Kol shkein de nota yadam mekadesh de lo have hesach hadas. The kol shkein, there's no issue because it's not hesach hadas, obviously, and you have to be choshesh that shemay aflik because it's in kishem makom sudan. It's vada good.
Meaning what? He's going to have to eat right away because of the chiyuv.
Yeah, because of the chiyuv, so he could always wash before Kiddush. Because he always has to eat right away. He always has a Shulchan Aruch. Because ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda.
Good, that's good.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
The Bishami de Brachos, getting plugged to the Bishami de Hillel. Mizorich ha-hayom, v'achach mizorich ha-yayin. Machlok is whether you first you make Kiddush, then ha-gafen, or ha-gafen, then Kiddush. Mashma kefesh v'yantam, de'imakach shantas, so that sig is mashma v'yantam. No, you can't take Kiddush on bread. Why? The Omar Reb Zira mid-divishnehem. Machlok is, I think, a moroyim there. Nilmad,
ma-gilin. Take a look at the Rashi in the Moran Brachos. What stuff is it on?
I think it's an alpha and bees.
Yeah, I forget, but it's...
Yeah, so with... Which Rashi?
The Rashi on the school. Rashi on that part of the mission.
Okay. Basil says, For that one?
I'm not remember. Rashi brings in pas.
Oh, yeah. She yain gur mekadosh shemar. She main yain lamekachin mekadosh hapas gam hu b'makom yain ubirchas hapas kodemus.
So he holds that the same thing would be true with pas, but the Mishnah didn't mention pas. Rabbi Natan doesn't like that shot. He says the Mishnah didn't mention pas because in amekadosh hapas. Rashi says, who I did, right? Because pas is from Malcolm Yain. Yeah, it's hard to understand by itself. Why should it be that if it's pas, why should Basil say that the you make a mosi first? By Yain, I understand. If you say, in Kiddush El Yain, so the Yain is Gorim Kiddush at the Omer. You mean because the pas, since the pas is gorim, is machshir the kiddush, so the birchas hapas, because machshir the kiddush because of oneg, so the birchas hapas is kodemus. Yeah, that's the way Rashi went. Rabbi Natan went straight. Why doesn't it mention pas? Because there's no aloha of makachin al pas.
So, is that Rabbi Natan's raya? Is raya from what the following? If that was his raya, why does he have to quote the Yushalmi in Brachos?
Yeah.
Is this his raya from the next statement? The Reb Zira, Medivrei Shneihem, that whole thing?
Let's take a look.
Okay, you don't think, because otherwise you just say the raya is from Gemara in Brachos, the mission itself. I mean, you don't have to go to Yushalmi. Right, and he says, "Bishami the brachos guy plucks the Bishami Beisil and the Baruch Hayom Acham V'Hayayim and Mashke Peshu Beinatam." So apparently, the raya is from the Yushami. Like it was just the Bavli, maybe he could hear the way Rashi interprets it. But
okay, all right, okay. Well, let's see. What does Yushami say?
Okay, not so easy to read Yushami, but the Amar of the Ira Medivrei Shneihem, and I think this Medivrei Shneihem is not Bishami Beisil, but two other Amarayim. Nilmad mavdilin below yayin. the emakanshen below yayin. So you learn that you can make havdalah without yayin, presumably on sheikhar, but you can't make kaddish without yayin. Amr of Yosi Barabun, Nihigin Taman, Makam She'ein Yayin, Shliach Tzibur Yeros Ne'ativa, Amr Baruch Achas Min Sheva, Bechol Se'im Mekaz Yisrael, Yom HaShabbos. So the minhag is if there's a place where they don't have any wine, so then the Shliach Tzibur makes the Baruch Min Sheva, and he bases Motzi the Tzibur in Kiddush through a bracha in Beis HaKnesses, Mashma, Shame Akajan Al Pas. So it's mashma that you can't do Kesh Al Pas because presumably.
Otherwise,
you wouldn't do it in Shul.
You wouldn't have to make Kiddush in basic Knesset.
Right, exactly. Because the people presumably had bread. They ate bread. They didn't have wine. So then they do this. But if they could do it on bread, just let them go home and say Kiddush on bread.
Correct.
So his raya is from that part of the Yerushalmi.
Right. Yeah, his raya is from there. Yeah, apparently, even though the Mishnah is smoother, he doesn't want it. It's not a raya. But the Yerushalmi is a clear-cut raya.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if you could just answer for the Rashbam that like you can't use bread if wine is more chavik to you. Like you only have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe the Rashbam holds, like they wanted wine. Wine was more chavik. They just didn't have it. So maybe in that situation, Kiddush Al Pas wouldn't work.
Okay, that's a good point.
Because the Gemara has this chaviva, right? Maybe like, I mean, I'm not sure if you once said this or like that, but that you need the fact that it's chaviv to you in order to use it for Kiddush. But if it's not chaviv, if yayin is chaviv, would it even work to make Kiddush on pots?
If yayin is more chaviv.
And that would be if yayin is more chaviv, according to the Rashbam, let's say according to the Rashbam, if yayin is more chaviv to you, could you make Kiddush on pots? Would it work?
Apparently not.
Right, so I mean that's the case. They all wanted wine, they just didn't have it. So therefore, that's when the Shliach Tzibur promotes them because you can't make Kiddush on Pas in that situation.
Yes, because it's a good possibility. And maybe over here, it's speaking where it's Chavalei V'Yayin. Yayin Chavivalei. Apparently, Rabbeinu Tam learns that chavivalei is not possible if you don't have it.
That's a good answer.
Like the Rambam has in the Hilchos Brachos, they make a bracha on that which is chaviv. So therefore, if you have two things and one is more chaviv, you make the bracha on that which is more chaviv. But that's only if you have both. In other words, now I'm not bringing a raya, I'm just showing you that chaviv, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not in the imagination. And when right. You don't have yayin, it's always chaviv rifta.
This Yerushalmi works for both Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam.
So Rashbam will learn chaviv means what? Means mentally. In other words, chaviv means he's not roiv. See, Rashi said, I mean, Rashbam says, show your roiv, Mekadosh HaRifta. So chavivalei means roiv. So then your answer would be a good answer. Because over right. Here, maybe the guy's not roiv. So that would make Kiddush Yishul. But if you learn chaviv, it means that he likes it better. So if he doesn't have it, he can't like it better. So then he'll always like the Rifta.
Right. Rashi says also chavivalei chamer. Rashi says shahayat tzameh. He was thirsty.
I was thirsty.
And Rashi says that, I mean, whatever. But
right.
Not the Rashbam, but I mean, it's good. Meaning, if you're thirsty and you want wine, but you don't have it, then you can't say it's Chavalei Rifta.
Right, right.
If you're thirsty. But I mean, Rabbi Tam is just saying the reality is whatever you have, it's Chavalei.
That's correct. Like I had a teacher who used to say, when you want to eat supper, if you have fresh bread, good. And if you don't have fresh bread, surprising how good old bread tastes.
Right.
So that's the machlokes, what chazer means. What chazer means, yeah, it's a good, nice machlokes. Nice machlokes. Nice machlokes, okay. Okay, so we finished the sugya. Oh no, we didn't do the Rambam.
Are you going to let the rest of the Tosfos go?
I think we have to first go through the area of Hamar Medina, which we could do. I think we first have to go through that area.
Okay.
Right.
So where is that? Aaron, do you know where it is?
It's on next up.
Next up.
Do you want to do it for tomorrow? Do you want to do the Rambam and that Ravid on the Riff?
Oh, there's a Ravid on the Riff?
Yeah, I think it's on the Bama or it's on the Riff. I think the Rambam and the Ravid are like the two final sheetas or something.
Oh, the Ravid's on the Rambam?
No, the Ravid's on the Bama or on the Riff. I think he's either on the Riff himself or he's on the Bama or, but it's definitely in the Dap Erif, the Ravid in the Dap Erif.
And what is the Bama or?
One more, I think we did, that he was the one holding Zilzel, the Zilzel slur.
Zilzel, yeah.
But I think the Ravid learns differently.
The Ravid learns differently, and then you have a shitzibi, so we should do tomorrow, do the Ram and the Ravid.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.